I was not fully cognizant of Hollywood as a white institution. You know, I think it took me until, I mean, I was aware in terms of the direct experiences I had, you know, being a little brown girl and only getting particular kinds of role submissions or, you know, experiencing racism in different ways or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think it wasn't until I was older and I could really understand things infrastructurally that I got, oh, right, Hollywood is a white institution. And that means that representations within Hollywood are going to be extensions of white supremacy.
A new Star Wars series called The Acolyte is coming to Disney Plus this summer. But unfortunately for Star Wars fans, it looks like this series is going to be the worst that Disney Star Wars has ever seen. Now, strangely enough, at least in my opinion, the show's premise just as a concept doesn't actually sound that bad. As Comic Book Resources reports, it said The Acolyte is set approximately 100 years before the first prequel trilogy film Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. The story will primarily follow Stenberg's former Padawan as she reunites with her Jedi Master to investigate a series of crimes. And apparently this series is being pitched as sort of like a mystery thriller. Maybe it's just me and my love of mystery thrillers, but that, as a premise, sounds kind of interesting. Where things go terribly, terribly wrong, though, are with the people involved with the project. So this series creator is Leslie Headland. And in case the glasses like just weren't enough of a warning sign, looking at the work she's actually put out, it's pretty clear that this is a woman that is fully unprepared and unqualified to be heading up a Star Wars project. This is someone who seems to only previously have been interested and involved with shows that are about female promiscuity. We see she's been involved with stuff like Single Drunk Female, Heathers, the TV series, not the actually good film. She's also been involved with something called Sleeping with Other People, Bachelorette. And it's like, you know what? No hate to these shows, I guess, if that's what you're into. But there's a pretty big difference between them, I think it's safe to say, and a Star Wars project. Why does Disney keep doing this? They keep throwing creatives at these huge blockbuster sci-fi projects who have absolutely no experience with huge blockbuster sci-fi projects. I feel like there are just executives at Disney who are obsessed with DEI and who know nothing about actually making films and TV shows. So they're like, oh, well, this person is a director. They are a showrunner. Clearly, they could just direct or showrun for this project and it's all the same, right? Like, no, it's not the same. And if that from Leslie Headland wasn't enough to concern you, what she actually has to say about this project, The Acolyte, well, it should just be ringing alarm bells. It says here that series creator Leslie Headland previously revealed that The Acolyte would approach the Jedi from a different perspective. Okay, not necessarily bad. Proving that they were wrong in The Phantom Menace. Now, what does she mean there? It says, when you're doing something completely original like we are, you want to question the status quo of the era that you live in, Headland said of the upcoming Disney Plus series. Okay, but why? Why is that the case? Why does everything now have to be subversive? Why does everything new have to undermine what came before it? Why can't this series be a way to further explore the lore and the same Jedi traditions that we already have seen? Why does it have to be a way to try to rewrite or reinterpret things? I don't understand. But in any case, that brings us to the star of this new series, one Miss Amandla Stenberg. And if you're not familiar with Stenberg from her LGBTQ plus BLM activism on social media, then you may know her as the little girl Rue from The Hunger Games, which I think was one of her, if not her first roles. And she is good in that. And I'm not saying she's necessarily a bad actress, but she is certainly one of those celebrities who makes her political and social positions like the headline no matter what she does. So her involvement in this series, I think, is concerning in and of itself. Never mind the fact that The Acolyte, like the series, was developed by Headland specifically with Amandla Stenberg in mind. So it seems like the impetus for this series was to feature this Black intersectional young activist actress rather than, you know, explore Star Wars. It says here, in a recent interview with Magazine C, Stenberg revealed how Headland pitched the concept of the upcoming Star Wars Disney Plus series, The Acolyte, with the 25-year-old The Hunger Games actor in mind. All the artwork was conceptualized with my face. And Leslie was like, so I've been working on this for about 3 or 4 years for you. I don't know what I'm going to do if you don't do it. No pressure. Like, I understand that sometimes behind the camera creatives and actors or actresses can have like a special bond. And you can kind of have maybe a Tarantino, Uma Thurman vibe where it's like, the creative has this muse and they work really well together. But it just seems, in my humble opinion, like Hedlund wants to work with this super leftist progressive actor so they can make a super leftist progressive piece of Disney propaganda. Now, for her part, we do have an interview that Amandla recently did with Magazine C, where she talks about the series. And like with Leslie Hedlund, listen to what she says here. It seems like there's not actually a lot of interest in the Star Wars-ness of it all. It appears that she thinks the most interesting part of the series is actually how it deals with like conceptions of power and just general themes rather than, you know, anything specific to the franchise that she is starring in. It says, in the context of the Star Wars universe, it's a time of great peace theoretically. It's also a time of an institution, and it's a time in which conceptions around the Force are very strict. And I think what we're trying to explore within our show is when an institution has a singular conception of how power can be used, we try to provide a lot of different perspectives and answers to that question. The idea is to kind of honor the ethos of Star Wars and ideas around the Force and also challenge them, hopefully harmoniously. It's like, why can't the goal of the show just be to further explore the lore of what the Force is, how the Jedi came to understand it? Why can't these shows be character and lore driven rather than thematically driven? And actually, I'll answer my own question. It's because anybody, including these DEI hires, can appreciate the themes of Star Wars, but it actually takes a Star Wars fan to engage with the characters as they've been written and the lore as it has been presented. And if you are a fan who's unhappy with how the show seems to be presenting itself, well, don't you dare say anything about it on social media, because you can bet your bottom dollar that you will be labeled misogynistic and, yes, racist. It seems like Amandla Stenberg specifically has a bee in her bonnet about free speech online, which, you know, love to see that from actors. So from the same interview, it says, social media really shaped me and my generation and our ability to organize or express our thoughts. But it enrages her as much as it once empowered her, and she is currently on a social media break. I have always had and continue to have a lot of disillusionment around social media, particularly now, she says. I think I've always been wary of it. She brings up Meta's recent rollout of its Threads platform and then suggested posts the algorithm feeds her, which she calls rage baits. I feel really disheartened by the fact that there's no infrastructure legislation to control and mitigate the amount of manipulation that is occurring toward the public by these private organizations and corporations who just want to make money off us and control our thoughts. You would think that after the 2016 election, Meta would have learned something, but this is a confirmation of what their agenda is, and it infuriates me. It makes me really upset. And you may be thinking, Lauren, you hate these social media companies as much as anyone. Doesn't it sound like Amandla is actually on your side and saying that these social media companies are the enemies, not other users? It's like, no. She's not finished. She goes on, Twitter X, whatever the heck it's called now, XYZ, I see how Elon Musk is trying to apply more sort of radical tactics to free speech. Radical tactics to free speech. Okay. But every algorithm, I just feel like, further divides people ideologically. Okay. So this is just, it's going to be a disaster. The rollout is probably going to be as bad as the show itself. And to that end, this dumpster fire, Amandla recently went on a podcast where she had not too kind things to say about Hollywood, which is kind of ironic considering that, I mean, basically we have creators and an entire studio giving her her own show.
I was not fully cognizant of Hollywood as a white institution. You know, I think it took me until, I mean, I was aware in terms of the direct experiences I had, you know, being a little brown girl and only getting particular kinds of role submissions, or, you know, experiencing racism in different ways or whatever.
Okay, like at this point, I don't know what else to say to these people than Hollywood is mostly white because America is mostly white. Like that's demographic reality, okay? It's not going to make sense for Hollywood to be 50% black in POC, because that's not what the country looks like. You're not going to see actors go to Korea or Japan and complain that their cinema industry is too Asian, right? No, of course not. But for some reason, we not only accept it in America, but we also, I mean, we use it as a reason to actively discriminate against more qualified people just because they happen to be the wrong skin color.
Mm. But I think it wasn't until I was older and I could really understand things infrastructurally that I got, oh, right, Hollywood is a white institution.
Homegirl seems to like the word infrastructure.
And that means that representations within Hollywood are going to be extensions of white supremacy.
The idea that this girl can call Hollywood white supremacist when they're like most Hollywood institutions are actively pushing DEI. They're saying we need things to be queerer, blacker, more female, whatever. It's like if preferential treatment is still white supremacist, then what must they think actual meritocracy look like? Maybe they don't even know because they've never actually experienced it in their cushy lives at all. But anyway, to be fully intersectional, next, Amanda also spoke about like her queer community because of course she has a queer community.
And I'm really grateful because I have a really extensive queer community and I have many people that I love so deeply around me, and we can grieve about the state of the world and we can also decide what we want to do together collectively to organize, you know, whether it's like in a moment like this, if it's going to our local protests or you know, if it's actually having a moment of self-care.
Okay, I gotta say, if you have an extensive queer community, that's basically proof that you are living in an echo chamber, because the queer community is not extensive. You're like, what, actually 1% of the population? So I think it just goes to show that this is a young girl who is surrounded with these activists. And unfortunately, it seems like her and the director are of the same mind where, yeah, Star Wars needs to tell a message. And that message is not actually Star Wars, it's social justice. So that's basically all I have to say for now. And I want to know, if you are a Star Wars fan, are you looking forward to The Acolyte? Or do you think it's going to be just another reason why Disney purchasing Lucasfilm was a huge mistake? I personally, as a content creator, cannot wait to watch and review this because I think it's going to be juicy for videos and the views. But that's it for now. As always, if you enjoyed this video, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Until next time.